We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Marks and Reese Show. We made it. The NFL gets back at it tonight. Another week of football, which means the Eagles and the Panthers are right around the corner. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. Thursday Night Football, Ike, has really helped, I think, help sports fans during football season get through the week, because once you hit Thursday, the week started. So now you got a game tonight, and then tomorrow we're talking about the weekend games.
Well, it is officially the start of the week seven.
My man.
Yeah, it is officially the start of week seven, and I think this year for us, for as football fans, all of the Thursday night games have been pretty good.
They have been until tonight.
You watch tonight's game, turns out to be a good one.
Yeah, maybe. I may sit this one out tonight, the second half.
Huh.
I don't know. This is what I used to do before when there weren't good games every week. Yeah. I would look at the game and say, yeah, or eh.
Right.
You know, but this year it's been, I got to stay up. Almost all the primetime games have been like that this year.
I didn't think Monday's night game was going to be any good. That turned out to be a good one.
Yeah, I thought I'd be falling asleep at halftime, and I stayed around for the third quarter. I'm glad I did. Arizona and Denver tonight. It's a pick 'em. We're minus one.
What are you playing?
At Arizona. But Denver has been epically bad. John Elway's saying the defense is like quitting and not playing. There's been horrible, and the head coach is kind of disputing what his boss is saying. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the last game for Vance Joseph. But anyway, so we get football started tonight for week seven, and we'll be talking about the Eagles and the big game on Sunday against the Panthers. We'll have Shio Kapadia coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll lay everything out. We'll have our picks with Brandon Lang later on in the 4 o'clock hour. Your chance to win $1,000 at 3 and 4 o'clock like we do every day. And Ike, yesterday, Roger Goodell, so they have the owners' meetings, right? And Roger Goodell comes out afterwards, and he's answering questions, and he's giving the Roger Goodell answers. But he said something that I thought was interesting, because even in the preseason this year, there was this agenda, there was this narrative that the NFL's in real trouble. Right? Ratings are down, all these penalties, and the roughing the passer, and the helmet rule. I want my football back. Meanwhile, Roger Goodell said there's never been a better time to be an NFL fan. That this is the best the league has been across the board with everything ever. Ratings are up this year. Remember, it was ratings are down across the board really for everything, not just sports, TV in general.
Right.
And the NFL seems to be thriving this year.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think without even having numbers in front of me, you know, just having recall of the past 6 weeks, I would say it's been pretty damn exciting. A little more scoring than we're accustomed to, but quarterback play has been tremendous, and it's a very simple formula to put a winning team and an exciting team on the field. And one of the key things you need to have, obviously, is a franchise quarterback. I mean, when you have a quarterback that can play the position and be successful at it, you're going to be more often than not an exciting team to watch. It's the one position in sports that, you know, you can uplift the players around you with your play. And so if you're getting good quarterback play, typically they go hand in hand. The guys that are allowing him to have success as a quarterback, they must be having success as well. And so it's we've talked about it a ton. It's a passing league. Teams are passing at about a 45, 46 attempt per clip each week. That's what it is. And when you got a guy that can pull the trigger, you're going to be in just about every game. A lot of these games, even when the games don't appear to be close in the first half, by the time you get to that fourth quarter, somebody has put together a few successful drives and have made it a close game.
Mm-hmm.
They just have.
Yeah, and you're right. That's what offense and penalties and the ability to be able to come back from. You're right. I mean, it really has. It's the game has changed, and Roger Goodell says that it's the best time to be an NFL fan. It's the best time to be in the NFL. Meanwhile, last night, Ike, there was another close to 5-hour game. This time in baseball, it was a 9-inning game mm-hmm. with the Red Sox and the Astros, and pitching changes and strikeouts and replays and ridiculously stupid calls that are made on the replays with fan interference and everything else. The Astros are videotaping the Red Sox dugout. The Red Sox are accusing them of this and everything else. And meanwhile, I look at baseball and I'm like, well, a 4.5-hour game, who's watching that? It started at 8:39. And I don't want to be the guy that says, oh, you're starting these games too late. The younger generation can't watch the games. Adults can't watch a game that's not over to 1:30.
Older generation can't watch the games.
Like, I have, not only do I have no chance of staying up for a game like that, unless it was our team, unless mm-hmm. it was the Phillies, mm-hmm. I didn't even tune in. I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? I'm out. I'm gonna watch one of my DVR shows, and then I'm going to sleep. And I followed a little bit on my phone. Right. But when you let's do a round number here. Let's go back 25 years. All right, are sports today better than they were 25 years ago? And let's encompass all the sports, mm-hmm. all right? Not just baseball and hockey, everything together. Are sports today better than they were 25 years ago?
Obviously, that's going to be subjective, and that's why we're throwing it out there. I think they are. I do. I think I just think today's athletes are much better than we were 25 years ago. And what I mean by that is, let's say, let's just use football, for example, right? So if you got a 53-man roster, out of that 53, maybe 10 of the guys, 5 to 10 of those guys are really standout type of athletes.
Mm-hmm.
There's just more of those guys yep. in today's game.
You're right.
It's just more of them. And I think that applies to just about every sport. Whereas, you know, you may have one or two guys that stood out from the rest of the guys on the team. Now, that athletic ability, that speed, that agility, that power is more common amongst the whole team.
Yeah.
Same thing with basketball, right? The game is just different. There are more skillful players when you look up and down a roster.
But 25 years ago, you had the big clogs in the middle of Patrick Ewing.
Yes. And Roger, you had the BF. Man, listen, I could have played in the 90s. Anthony Mason, Charles Oakley, Antonio Davis.
I love those guys.
A few other ones.
Dale Davis,
they had no real basketball skill.
Rick Mahorn.
Yes, all I needed to be was 6'8", 6'9".
Power forward.
And I could have played the same way.
Armand Gilliam?
Yeah, man.
The Hammer?
Like, nowadays, if you're a 4 in the NBA, you're small forward,
really.
Exactly, yeah. Right. So you had to have a skill set. Back then, you didn't have to have a skill set. You were the goon on the team.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know?
You were the goon. You were the
Rambises, guys like that. These guys.
Game's changed.
Yeah, no real skill when it comes to basketball.
No,
that was me.
You put the biggest guy, and you didn't dribble. You didn't shoot from the outside. Maybe
there was two guys that dribble. Maybe
who?
Whoever your two best players.
Oh, I thought you meant two big guys that could dribble.
No. I just meant of your starting five.
Yeah. Well, even none of the forwards did.
Nobody else handled the ball, right?
No. It was a point guard who maybe would pass to the shooting guard.
Right, and that's it.
No, you're right. The power forward would be down on the block. The center would be down. Patrick Ewing and Akeem, mm-hmm. they would shoot some baseline things. They weren't taking three-pointers.
Now, Akeem had athletic ability, though. See, he was the rarity. That's why he stood out.
Well, Akeem could have played in today's game.
Yes.
He'd be out there shooting threes like Joel.
Yes, sir.
In today's game.
Yes.
It's really interesting when you look at everything, from the way it's covered to the way it's presented on TV to everything else that's going on in today's society and life, so many distractions, so many other things going on. I mean, when I look at this, I liked sports better 25 years ago. I just liked it better 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. I did. There wasn't, you know, you have to get on. If you're not, like, to watch an Eagles game, it seems like that you not only have to watch the game, but you have to comment on Twitter. Or you have to be doing this on Twitter or doing that on Twitter. You just can't enjoy the game.
Well, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the days where you didn't have to worry about that. And you didn't have to look at the Twitter thing and have 11 beat writers tweeting that Jason Peters just got another penalty or something like that. Mm-hmm. Right? 888-729-9494. Is sports better today than it was 25 years ago? And there's a lot of different nooks and crannies in that question, but it makes it the overall question, because I can look individually and say that I like the NFL better today than I did back then, but the NBA, no chance I like it today better than I did it back then. This is more entertaining. Hockey, better back then.
I like baseball better back then.
ESPN, better back then.
Yeah, obviously.
At least we think. Yeah. I don't know if I'd watch it the same way, but we didn't know any
well,
different.
Well, yeah, ESPN now is just, it was better back then. It was better. I think baseball was better back then. I think there were more good players playing baseball back then. Now, you may say it was aided by something, but all I know is there were more recognizable players around Major League Baseball. I think there were more star caliber players in the game of baseball back then.
We already have a Twitter poll up for it. At Mark's Reese WIP. Good job, Ben. 59% say yes, better now than then. I like the offense in the NFL. I know
hockey was certainly bigger. I mean, bigger and better back then.
It was absolutely.
Yeah.
But I mean, is that reality? Why was it better back then than now? You know, just were the players more recognizable?
I think so. I just think it was a sport that was more in the conscious of just your casual sports fans. I don't know. Hockey is just not. It's not being really forced down our throats now. You know, it's almost taking that role, that comfortable role of just being in the background of being
hockey. They're happy.
Sport. Yeah,
happy with being hockey, and yeah. Hey, we have our fans, and we're profitable, and we'll try to do better, but. And there's only so much we can do. It is kind of how it feels. Ben, do you like, even though you're not even 25 years old, do you like sports today better than yesteryear?
You know what? I don't. And it's weird. Everything should be better because we have social media. We have better ways to watch sports and everything. But there was just something about the games then that felt bigger. You know, if there's a big moment in a game 6 of a series now, it just feels like a year later I've forgotten about it. It doesn't feel like it pops the same way. Those legendary games we had in the 90s, the legendary athletes, they just popped in a way that things don't pop now. Things don't feel as exciting now.
It doesn't feel as big. I agree with you. For whatever reason, it doesn't feel as big. When Michael Jordan was playing the Knicks in the conference finals, that felt big to me. It felt big. Basketball today, it's almost like you know what's going to happen. I know Golden State and Houston was a great series. It just doesn't feel as big as it did back then, because there's more things going on now than before.
Well, bigger and better is two different things. Like everything is
part of it.
Everything is watered down now because we have information at our fingertips. Back then, you had to wait till the nightly news, to catch highlights to find out about certain things.
Yeah, a lot of times.
You know, nowadays, all we need to do is look at our phone to find a score, find a news story.
Well, you don't need to watch the game. You're right.
Right.
Yeah, I have
or,
to.
Or you watch the game on your phone.
All on your phone.
Yeah.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Ike, we're also debuting a new game today.
I don't often agree with Roger Goodell.
You don't?
No, not often.
You agree with him here?
Yeah, I agree.
Never been a better time to be an NFL fan than right now, is what he says.
Yep.
That's maybe for the league, it's never been a better time, right? They're making more money. Their ratings are right there. But for does an average fan feel like that? Does an average sports fan feel like that they have a better product, that sports is better today than it was 20, 25 years ago? We're just going to use 25 years for a nice round number, right?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.